Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. The first cut is Jesse Fly, a cotton producer from Jonesboro, Arkansas. The second cut is Rose Robertson, a cotton producer from Coolidge, Arizona. The third cut is Kim Bamonte, who works in the cotton division of Parkdale Mills in Gastonia, North Carolina. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I was excited about the opportunity. I was hoping to fine-tune some of the skills that typically aren't demanded of me on the farm. And I think I've achieved that. It's been a great opportunity, and I'm glad I was chosen for this. I kind of realized there's not near the producers are used to be. My dad started carrying the torch of being a leader in the ag industry when I was young, and I realize at this point, with our voice getting smaller, we need to get louder. We need to learn how to be louder, and we need to help the ag industry in any way we can. I hope to be my fellow farmers' voice as best I can. I want to go back home and tell them about the program and in hopes that they encourage other young farmers to join. And also they realize that even if they don't have the training, they need to be a voice as well, because we're not heard like we should be.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I was actually asked by Paco Allerton with the Arizona Cotton Growers. He suggested it to me. I took a look at the application. He nominated me, filled it out, and I had no idea what I was getting into. I think coming out and talking on camera is a big deal. Learning how to interact with each other on a bigger scale is an awesome opportunity.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I have been with Parkdale for nearly 19 years. I've worked in manufacturing, I've worked in production planning, and most recently I have worked in our cotton department. There's been a lot to learn about cotton. I thought I knew a little bit. I have found out I didn't know nearly as much as I do now. So this has been an opportunity for me to see other people in the industry outside of the manufacturing aspect. Just seeing the different perspectives from the different aspects of the industry, talking to merchants as well as farmers, getting a better understanding of the resources available to us are a huge thing that my eyes have been open to. The backing of the National Cotton Council and knowing the different resources there.